is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 25th of March, 2014. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "A woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle." Gloria Steinem, born Toledo, 1934. Gloria Steinem also said, "Writing is the only thing that when I do it, I don't feel I should be doing something else." It's the birthday of a writer who said that her subject was the action of grace in territory held largely by the devil. Flannery O'Connor, born Savannah, 1925, a devout Roman Catholic. Her father was diagnosed with lupus and died when Flannery was a teenager. She went off to State College in Georgia, then to the University of Iowa to study journalism. Didn't care for journalism that much. Went in to see the director of the creative writing program, and she was too shy to speak, so he handed her a pad of paper, and she wrote down, "My name is Flannery O'Connor. I am not a journalist. Can I come to the writer's workshop?" And they let her in. She was homesick in Iowa City, wrote a letter to her mother every day, went every day to St. Mary's Catholic Church. And when she was a student at Iowa, at the age of 20, she began a journal of prayers in which she wrote, "O Lord, I am saying, at present, I am a cheese. Make me a mystic immediately. My soul, it's a moth who would be king, a stupid, slothful thing, a foolish thing, who wants God, who made the earth, to be its lover immediately." And the very next day she wrote, "My thoughts are so far away from God, he might as well not have made me. And the feeling I egg up writing here lasts approximately a half hour and seems a sham. I don't want any of this artificial, superficial feeling stimulated by the choir. Today I have proved myself a glutton for scotch oatmeal cookies and erotic thought. There is nothing left to say of me." And that was the end of the prayer journal. She was diagnosed with lupus when she was 26, went back home to Milledgeville to live with her mother. She wrote every morning at a desk facing the back of a dresser so she'd have no distractions. She wrote two novels, Wise Blood and The Violent Bear It Away, and 32 short stories, and died at the age of 39. It was on this day, 1960, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New York ruled that the unabridged version of Lady Chatterley's Lover by D.H. Lawrence was not obscene and could be sent through the U.S. mail. Here's a poem by Robert Frost on the sale of my farm. "Well away, and be it so, to the stranger let them go. Even cheerfully I yield pasture, orchard, mowing field, yea, and wish him all the gain I required of them in vain. Yea, and I can yield him house, barn, and shed, with rat and mouse to dispute possession of. These I can unlearn to love. Since I cannot help it, good. Only be it understood, it shall be no trespassing if I come again some spring in the gray disguise of years, seeking ache of memory here." On the Sale of My Farm, Robert Frost, from his collected poems, prose, and plays, published by the Library of America and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.